Hello everyone, thank you for joining us today. We trust that God will bless you for these few quiet moments as we just meditate upon some wonderful verses in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 33 is a chapter that really encourages us with the subject of prayer, especially regarding the third verse. And in verse 1 of that chapter we read the words, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison." So Jeremiah was facing difficult days. He had begun his ministry round about the age of 21. And as far as the world was concerned, Jeremiah's ministry was barren. Nobody seemed to listen to anything that the great prophet of God had to say. Subsequently, he became known as the weeping prophet. He never married. He never had any children. And so his life was a lonely one, just Jeremiah and the Lord and just one or two close friends that he could confide in. And by the time we get to the 32nd chapter, Jeremiah is in prison. Chapter 32, God speaks to him. And then chapter 33, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time. And it may be that you're in a situation that's hard and lonely and discouraging and barren and dry. And you maybe have very few people that you can confide in. You maybe feel that you've lost the sense of liberty, a sense of freedom. It may be that even over the last year or so that you find yourself very much confined to your home. And in a sense, you're a little bit there like Jeremiah. You love the Lord. You want to serve him. You want to be faithful to him. But here you are and you're in a situation that's discouraging, a situation that maybe is inhibiting. And yet, even there, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah. And the Lord spoke to Jeremiah in verse number 2 and said, "Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it, to establish it, the Lord is his name." And here we're really seeing that God is not only the creator of the ends of the earth and the creator of all things, but in a very special sense, he's the creator of the nation of Israel, who have got far away from God and are backslidden and are about to go into captivity for 70 years. And that breaks Jeremiah's heart. But in the third verse, we have these wonderful words, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." What a word of encouragement for Jeremiah. He's in prison. Nobody really has paid any attention to what he's had to say. He feels that maybe he's reached the end of the road. He feels that the children of Israel have stepped over the deadline. They've crossed the Rubicon, the point of no return. And yet the Lord says, "Jeremiah, call unto me, call upon me, seek my face, pray, and I will answer thee and will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." And really the things that the Lord is promising to show Jeremiah is that God has a wonderful future, even still for the nation of Israel. And God will establish them again. And so Jeremiah, don't be discouraged. But Jeremiah, keep on praying. "Call upon me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." And there's a promise today that you can claim even as an individual. You say, well, that promise was given to Jeremiah. But the great C.F. Spurgeon said, "No promise or no prophecy of Scripture is for private interpretation. What God has said to one saint, he has said to all." God may open a door of opportunity for one child of God, for one Christian, for one believer. But he bids us all to enter in and to enjoy. He might open his granary doors for one starving saint, and yet he invites others to come and to enjoy good things as well. And so here's a promise today for us. Let's seek the face of God in these days, just wherever we are in life, maybe in a difficult situation. Let's give ourselves to prayer. Let's call upon the name of the Lord. Let's seek his face. And God says, "I am the Lord. That's my name. I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Let it not be our unbelief that hinders the Spirit of God from moving. Let's take God at his word. Let's seek his face. Let's take a promise like this and bring it back to the Lord in prayer. And let's really prove God in these days. And we trust that in our day and generation, God will turn the tide. And God will indeed show us great and mighty things we have never seen or experienced or known before. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or even think. Thank you for your time, and we'll hopefully see you again very soon.